Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. We were running a few minutes later, but we're on. Praise God, praise God. And we'll have a few moments of prayer. Well, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the topic that we have today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be able to bless someone that may be listening in, may call in later on today or tonight, dear Heavenly Father, because we do know prayer changes things and prayer changes people. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is change through prayer, and prayer changes things. You know, all things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive them. Take the time today and talk to the Lord. Tell him your thoughts and concern and listen for a response. You may be surprised by the things he wants to talk to you about today, the issues he wants you to address, and the gentle, loving way he opens your eyes and your heart to help you become a better person. And not only change people, it changes us. David prayed. So today we're going to talk about prayer. Change through prayer. You know, prayer changes things. But have you ever wondered what things prayer change? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked. You know, the answer might surprise you. For you see, when you pray, everything about you change. That includes your motive, your attitude, your emotion, your perspective, and a whole lot more. You know, every aspect of who you are is adjusted when you pray. It's tuned up and made better as you pray. You know what? Just wait a minute. You might be tempted to say, well, I wasn't praying for myself. I was praying for my situation. And that hasn't changed. But then when you think about it, you say, wait a minute. It's true. Your situation may not change significantly as you pray. It isn't that God doesn't care about your situation. It's just that he cares a whole lot more about you, the individual. He wants you to grow in both faith and character. He wants you to become the person he created you to be. You know, though he doesn't cause you adverse circumstances, he often uses them to bring about change in you, his most precious creation. And when you think about it, he tells us that he loves us, you know, how much he cares for us. You know, through it all, God was there right at your side all the time. You know, as I read in the scripture about David, when you think about the circumstances of David's life, to make him a man whose heart mirrored his own, as David prayed, he was being changed moment by moment. And as you change, as things happen with you, don't you know you can be changed moment by moment? Take the time today and talk to the Lord. Tell him your thoughts and concern, and listen to him for a response. You may be surprised by the things he wants to talk to you about today, the issues that you're going through. He wants to talk and address in the gentle, loving way. He opens your eyes and your heart to hear. You become a better person. You know Matthew 21 and 22 say, all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. And you know, as I thought about that, you know, power in prayer. Don't you know there's some power in prayer? You know, in Luke 11 and 1, Jesus' disciples made a simple request. Lord, teach us to pray. They knew the importance of prayer and had listened when Jesus spoke about going to God in prayer with an attitude of humility and faith. You know, however, like many people today, the disciples still questioned whether they were praying the right way and for the right things. And I know you've said that to yourself, am I praying the right prayer? Am I praying the right way? Just like the disciples was asking in the Word of God. They wanted Christ to give them an example of how to pray. You know, as an act of grace, Jesus gave the disciples the Lord's Prayer, which is an incredible teaching tool for just what should go into prayer. Beginning with the address, Our Father, who is in heaven. Jesus instructed his disciples to respect God, the Father, and offer him worship and praise. He told them to focus on God will rather than their own, and acknowledge they were there on earth to serve him. Only then did he include teaching on how to ask God for their daily needs and forgiveness in their lives. You know, with the reminder that they should likewise forgive those who had wronged them. Finally, Jesus instructed his disciples to ask for strength to resist temptation. You know, as I thought about that and I read that in the Word, as you can see, a great many things. It is the meaning for expressing praise to God and telling him that you submit to his authority. Through prayer, you can ask God for the things you need and know that he has heard you. You know, through repentance in prayer, you can admit when you have stumbled and ask him to extend his grace and forgiveness to you. And it is through prayer that you establish a relationship with God and receive his blessings as he helps you mature in your Christian walk each day. You know, God is so excited to answer our prayer that he has given us a beautiful prayer to use as a guide when taking our request to him. Had you thought about that? You know, he tell us every day. He encourage us to pray. You know, some people ask questions whether we should ask God for material things. Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that. You know, the answer is simple. Wise parents do everything in their power to satisfy their children's needs. And this goes for material needs as well as nutrition and spiritual needs. You know, the material gifts we give our children are proof that God wants to give to us in the same way, but to a greater degree. Do we have a privilege that God has deprived himself of? No. You know, in fact, there is no way we can outgive God other way. You know, another hang-up people have is in regards to their unworthiness to have God answer their prayer. But the basic of all God's answered prayer is his love for us. My, 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 my. When you think about that, the topic I'm using, change through prayer. Prayer change things. You know, when you pray, God hears your prayer. And the more you pray, your prayers are being answered, the more things are changing in your life. You know, according to his love, we are worthy of the greatest gift. He had to give his son. After that, anything else we ask for is secondary. You know, the question was asked, why do we have so much trouble believing? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. You know, God for the minor things in life. It is Satan who say, who do you think you are? You know, you got to tell that bad boy. You know, you got to speak and rebuke him. And, you know, who do you think you are to ask God for anything? That's what Satan would be asking you to that question. But this is only one answer. I'm a child of the king. I'm a king's kid. I am so worthy in the eyes of God. He sent his only begotten son to die for me. If he died for me, certainly he would give me whatever I need. You know, when you think about that, when you pray and you asking God for what you, he already know what you need. And then you'll come up and say, well, what shall we pray? You know, when we go to God, instead of asking, Lord, please do this and that, let's ask him to show us how to pray. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to pray through us from beginning to end. Then we can be assured of praying according to his will. We will pray for things we would never think to pray for otherwise. But as we pray, God will show us a side of prayer we have never seen. When you go into prayer with your tongues, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we can be assured of praying according to his will. We will pray for things we would never think of. But when our hearts are clean and we have committed ourselves to obey Christ, yet we have not a clue as what to pray. Because when you pray all the time, you know, you may have one thing on your mind, but when you get into prayer and you start praying and praying in tongues, you don't know what you're saying to God. You don't know. God know, though, because you're praying strictly to him. You're not praying for the people's sake or the people in the gathering, but you're praying straight to your heavenly Father. And God takes the responsibility for showing us. He may use scripture or he may use circumstances. If our request isn't in keeping with his will, he will redirect our attention on him and we will lose interest in what we were asking for. Regardless of how he shows us, we must believe that he will. Often we will have to wait. But it is during these times of waiting that we begin to really know God. My, 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 my. You know, as we find God's will in our prayers, he confirmed it by filling our heart with the peace of the Holy Spirit. You know, we can know without doubt we are on his track in our prayers. When this is true, we can pray with the assurance that God is praying with us to the same end. Peace in our heart is God's seal of approval on our prayer. My, my, my. Just like I was saying earlier, all things you ask in prayer, believe you will receive. Take the time today and talk to the Lord. Tell him your thoughts and concerns. And listen for a response from him. You know, we use these alligators so much that ba 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 ba. But when do we close those alligators and listen to the response that God give us from prayer? You may be surprised by the things he wants to talk to you today about, no matter what issue you go to him with. Have you waited on him to give you a response to the issues you went to him with? You know, God desires to give us direction in our prayers. He has promised in his word to do so. You know, our responsibility is to seek his direction through scripture. We can go through scripture. And once we have found his promise to us, we must dig in and wait while thanking him for what is already ours. You know, you done already asked him. Start thanking him. Don't keep going back to the same. Just start thanking him. Start saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. And if you don't do nothing else, Lord, I know it's already done. And see, when you start praying and giving him thanks for what you done already prayed for, no matter if you believe it, it may not have manifested yet, but you believe it already on what you prayed for. You know, God decided to give us direction in our prayers. He has promised in his word to do so. Our responsibility is his direction through our scripture. And once we have found his promise to us, if God be for us in Romans 8 and 31, in our prayer, who or what can stand against us? Show me, Lord, today how to pray for myself and also for others. I don't want to just say words. I want my words to matter. Do not worry about things, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Today, we're talking about prayer. And we're going to play one other song, and then we're going to come back and say, when prayer is an answer, that's going to be my next part. Just hold on to your seatbelt, and we're going to play us another little song.
Put your hand on your neighbor's back and tell him it's already getting easier. Would you prophesy to your neighbor, tell him God's already moving on your behalf? Real simple song, just this.
Praise the Lord. We know God did it. And he did it just for you and I. When you think about it, change through prayer. And prayer changed things. You know, you have read all the scriptures about God's faithfulness, learning of his promises to help and see God take care of situations in the past. You know what he do. You know exactly what he do. You know what he's done for you in the past. He came through for you. But this time is a different story. You pray sincerely. You believe what you had asked for is in God's will. You have been patient and searching your own heart, but nothing has happened. What do you do when prayer doesn't seem to work? And how you answer all the questions and doubts that have arisen in your heart and mind? The answer is unwavering faith. Faith that hangs on through the toughest question and the longest wait. Faith that surrenders your understanding to his matchless wisdom. Well, you know, you may be thinking, that's fine for the apostles in their days and the great men and women of the faith. But what about me? I'm just a struggling Christian. How do I get my hands on unwavering faith? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked me that today. Because you know the answer is that you already have it. Not one bit less than any believer before you had. That's true because all faith is a gift of God's grace. Even when we think our faith is weak and prone, we have enough to move mountains. No, so let go of your little faith and let God replace it with great faith. Unwavering faith, faith that expects miracles no matter how long the wait. You know, by his grace, God's transformed our faith into unwavering faith. You know, you have to let us hold on to fashion of our hope without wavering, for he has promised. It's faithful. And when you think about that, when you pray, you know, you have, say, wait a minute, I got a reaction to problem with thankful prayer. Say what? Instead of praying to God with feeling of doubt, discouragement, or discontentment, we are to approach him with a thankful attitude, like I said earlier. Before we utter even one word, just go to God and just start saying thank you. Before you even go to asking him or bombarding heaven, start just telling him thank you. Because just think of where he have brought you from, what all he have done for you up to this present moment. You can't help but say, God, I thank you. We can do this with sincerity when we realize that God's promise not only to allow anything to happen to us, but that will be too much for us to bear. You know, as I was reading in Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 13th verse, to the working out everything for our good in the end, in Romans 8 and 28, and to perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish us in the midst of our suffering. You know, these are some key principles for living. To go beyond memorizing them to let them be the grid through which you automatically interpreted all that happened to you. Know that all your difficulties are within God's purpose. And thank him for his available power and promise. Thank him for answering your prayers. Say, God, how much I love you. You are good God. You are on-time God. You are all-knowing God. And when you just start giving God grateful praise and thanking him for what you already have, you don't know what's going to happen the next moment, but just start thanking him for right now. Just start praying for him right now. Just start giving him glory right now. You know, because, you know, you say, thank you for the promises to hear me every time I pray, Lord. I call on your great calling on you, Jesus, and I'm thanking you in advance, Lord. And when you start thanking God, You're going to see your situation change. You're going to see things being made available to you past your wildest dream. And as I had some power, some main points I could leave with you today. And as you go to Luke 18:7, the word of God says, "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?" You know, you need the power of prayer today. Prayer humbles the person who prays. So don't you know today when you pray, you become humble. Prayer keep our needs, oh God. And I know you know that today. Prayer seeks a divine response. And prayer strengthens the person who pray. When you think about those four little nuggets I just gave you, prayer humbles the person who prays. Prayer keeps our needs before God. Prayer seeks a divine response. And prayer strengthens the person who prays. My. You know, when you think about prayer, and you can go to the scriptures, and you see so many scriptures telling you about prayer. And, you know, people don't realize there's a difference between praising God, which is worship, and praising others, which is supporting and encouraging them through affirmation. But praising the Lord, for he has shown me the wonders of his unfailing love. When you pray, oh my, the windows of heaven will open up for you when you pray. You know, prayer is conversation with God. It is simply talking with God and listening to him. Honestly, telling him your thoughts and feelings. Praising him, giving and thanking him, confessing sins. Asking for help and advice. The essence of prayer is humbly entering the very presence of Almighty God. My. You know, prayer includes confession of sin, which demonstrates the humility necessary for open lines of communication with the Almighty Holy God. You know, prayer is asking God for guidance and waiting for his direction and lead. You know, prayer is an expression of an intimate relationship with your Heavenly Father, who make his own love and resources available to you. My. We go right back to that title, Change Through Prayer. Prayer, change things. My. You know, the Bible do teach you the right way to pray. And as you read the scriptures, I had a bunch of scriptures to give to you today, but I know you've been going through them. Throughout the Bible, effective prayer includes elements of adoration, fasting, confession, petitions, and persistence. And you know, Jesus taught his disciples that prayer is an intimate conversation with the Father that includes a dependence for daily need, a commitment to obedience and confession of sin. Prayer is to be consistent and persistent. That means when we go in prayer, we pray not just one time, two, sometime, or just when things happen, not going our way, in the Word of God. I'm going to put on a little song, and I'll be right back. We'll play this one here. Thank you for the beauty.
You are born with a grace. That grace is your gift. It's a divine enablement. If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world try to take your confidence.
Yes.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed,
designed
to make you doubt what heaven said.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world,
these systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed,
designed
to make you sit down on your gift.
Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it operating,
yes,
it's a compliment to him.
Give him glory.
For the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up.
For the gift, it will make room.
Uh-huh.
Position for waiting in the kingdom. The gift, it looks good on you.
Your gift,
it looks good on you.
Looking good.
The gift, it looks good on you.
I say your gift,
it looks good.
Yeah.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Work your grace,
it looks good on you.
Embrace your
the
grace,
the gift, it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced you.
Now wear it.
And you wear it well.
Come on, take me back to the verse again.
Systems of the world try to take your confidence.
Confidence.
For these systems were designed,
they were designed
to make you doubt what heaven said.
To make you doubt. Uh-huh.
Try to take your confidence.
Don't you let
them. For these systems were designed,
they were,
to make you sit down on
but no weapon form.
But the gift God gave to you,
gift God gave you,
give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it operating,
it's an honor.
It's a compliment to him.
Gives him glory.
For the gift God gave to you,
your gift,
give it back to him.
It'll make room for
for
you.
For the gift it will make room.
Uh-huh.
Position for great
bring
men
you before great men.
The gift is a
yeah.
It looks good on you.
I like it.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Tell somebody it looks good.
It looks good.
Oh.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Your gift works for you.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift, it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has
graced you.
And you wear it well.
All right, Cody, help me out. You wear it. Better you than you.
Good,
and you wear it.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced
yeah.
you. And
come
you
on, let's take it up.
Well. It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Y'all wearing alto wear.
It looks good on you.
Say it again. Yeah.
It looks good.
With attitude.
I guess it looks good on you. It looks good on you.
Looks good.
I guess it looks good.
And you wear it.
And you wear it.
Come on, let's encourage somebody to be themselves.
God has
graced you to be you. It's an honor. Take it out. Soprano.
It looks good on you.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
That's right, soprano.
Look at it, looks good on you.
I see you.
It looks good.
Y'all wearing soprano well.
Look at it, looks good on you.
You're graced in that area.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
Look at it, looks good. And you wear it well.
God has graced you to sing soprano.
God has graced you.
Come on. Say operating your grace. If you operate in your grace, it'll make you prosperous.
God has
graced you to be you.
You
honor it. Sinners, you got it.
It looks good on you.
Come on, sinners. Wear your grace.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
The gift, it looks good.
That's it.
It looks good on you.
Where you at?
The gift, it looks good.
And you wear it.
And you wear it well.
God has graced the law.
God has graced you.
Now wear it well.
And you wear it well.
This is it.
The gift, it looks good.
Yes, the gift looked good on you. The gift God had given to you. And in our closing today, God listens carefully to every prayer request that you give him, and he answers it, whether you know it or not. His answer may be yes, no, or wait. At different times, any loving parent give all three of these responses to their children. God's answer yes to every request will spar you and be dangerous to your well-being. Answering no to every request would be really damaging to your spirit. But answering wait to every prayer would be frustrated. But sometimes God just wants to talk to you, because it is through conversation that you learn and grow your relationship. During many of the best times with a parent are spent just talking. That's the same way with Jesus. The same is true with God. You know, as you maintain a close relationship with Jesus and constantly study his word, your prayers will be more aligned with his will. When that happens, God is delighted to grant you your request. When you think about that, I went to 2 Corinthians 12:8-9. Three different times Paul begged the Lord to make and take the thorn in his flesh away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. You know, sometimes like Paul, you will find that God answered prayer will be giving you something better than you asked for by a willingness to obey. When God opens a door, walk through it. The Lord said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. That's the conclusion for that topic for today. From Joy and Peace, change through prayer. Prayer change things. I hope you got something from this topic today. I hope it was a situation that you may be going through right now. And we all going through a situation. But you know, to go to God in prayer, no matter what situation it is, keep that faith, that unwavering faith. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. And until next week, be blessed. I thank everyone that came on to listen today. Love each and every one of you all. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Be blessed. Until next Wednesday, to another exciting topic, stay tuned to Joy and Peace. Outreach with your host, Overseer Sadie Elliott. Bye-bye.